sometimes it feels like we're on a roller coaster here. A few months ago, or maybe not even 2 months ago, we were preparing for the thematic masses of the year, and we chose today, January 15, as one of them. At the time, we were looking optimistically toward the future. COVID cases were way down. We were probably preparing for Christmas or Advent at the time, I don't remember. And we chose as a theme for today, Get Up and Follow Me. Of course, it comes from the readings. Saul was chosen in the first reading. Levi, the tax collector, chosen in the gospel, chosen to get up and follow the Lord. So a very beautiful theme, get up and follow me. It seemed that we could reflect on getting up from the pandemic and going out and proclaiming the gospel, living the gospel in the world, following the example of Levi. But that's a long time ago, and then the COVID came crashing back down on us, and that's why there's so few people here. And we had to cancel the service of the choir, who were supposed to serve. They started rehearsing for this mass just 2 weeks ago. We could still gather for rehearsals, but in between 2 weeks ago and now, of course, everything has stopped, and here we are in a very silent mass. And then the biggest shock of all, the passing of our brother and friend, Brother Boy. Even yesterday was like a roller coaster. It seemed like an ordinary day, and then yesterday afternoon we got the news that Brother Boy was in critical condition, all out of the blue. He had a heart attack, and then last night we heard he had already passed away. So just maybe, 12 hours ago, he died. And here we are in shock and in grief. So we're not thinking much about Levi or about Saul or about the choir or about what we had in our mind yesterday. Now, of course, we're dealing with this sudden departure of a man who was a very big figure in the community and who was right in this chapel hundreds and hundreds of times. Served in the choir. Now there's no choir. He used to serve here at the altar. Now no one is allowed to serve at the altar. He used to be here for daily mass. Now very few people can come to daily mass. So it's really something to adjust to. My own thoughts go along these lines. When Levi was called, Jesus didn't say, get up and follow me. He just said, follow me. That's the call. The getting up part is on the part of the person being called. And we know that Levi, or Matthew, did that. He got up and followed the Lord. And a lot of people weren't very happy about that. Certainly the scribes and Pharisees thought that it was a bad thing for Jesus to eat with tax collectors and sinners. So he should not have called Levi. Perhaps the apostles themselves thought so, because who wants to hang around a tax collector? The only one, or the only ones, who rejoiced at this were Levi himself and his friends who joined him at table. Well, Brother Boy, if you know his background, he was a customs broker. So here's Levi sitting at the customs post, and Brother Boy was sitting at his customs post. At some point in his journey, he felt called. He basically left his work behind. He just kept one toe in the work in order to have a little income. But customs work is riddled with corruption, and Boy wanted nothing to do with that. So he started to serve the Lord, and he became a very dedicated servant. Now, yesterday, the Lord said, follow me. And boy got up, left everything behind, and followed the Lord. Usually, we think of Levi or Matthew leaving behind his sinful life, leaving behind his money and his attachments to worldly things so that he could follow the Lord. I'm not saying that boy left behind his sinful life. He was a good man, although we're all sinners, so we're all tax collectors and sinners. But this idea of leaving everything behind takes on another perspective when we're talking about death, because when we die, we leave everything behind, including even the good things. Not just our sinful life and our attachments, but our loved ones, our participation in the life of the church, at least in this world, and all the good. So reflecting on this makes me realize that our sadness and grief can't be complete. That can't be the only expression or our only response, because that would be putting us in the category of the scribes and the Pharisees who grieved the call of Matthew or of Levi, or of the apostles who grieved that Levi was called. We're sad, and we're definitely grieving. The boy was a good friend of ours. But we can't grieve that God called him, because it's a good thing when God calls, follow me. And it's a good thing when people leave everything behind, even us, to follow the Lord. Perhaps Matthew or Levi's family members and friends, maybe they were very sad that he got up and followed Jesus, just like we're sad not to see boy's face anymore. But ultimately, it's a good thing. So this, I think, can give us a new perspective on getting up and following the Lord. Yes, we have to leave sin behind, leave behind our customs post, but we also leave behind everything, our friends, our family members, our familiar and good service. God is everything. When he calls, the right response is to get up, leave everything behind, and follow. So as we pray for Brother Boy, we pray that that process of his leaving everything behind will result in his great joy and glorification. We also pray for consolation for baby, for the family, and for everyone who's grieving Boy's passing.